is that Russell?
KO4CEF.
Okay. How you doing, Andrew? What's up this morning?
I'm getting ready to pass your house, headed up to my dad's. Got to help him out with his garage door, and then I'm gonna head to the airfield. As Larry said, a couple guys will be there.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah, I'm on my way over to Lawrence Road to a rehab center. A buddy of mine I went to high school with had several little mini strokes. They're over there trying to bring him back.
How to do that?
Yeah, it's a tough situation. He's had some medical issues in the last few years. Did you say you were working on a garage door?
He said his door came off the track, so I'm going to try to head up here and help him out.
Okay. Do you know much about garage doors?
I'll get us in trouble. But I figure between the both of us, we'd get it figured out.
Remember my big garage door?
On the, in your shop?
Yeah. It's got, a coil spring, one on each side of the shaft at the top of the door, and then there is a cable spool on each side of that shaft, on each side of the door. And one of those cables, it doesn't look like it's damaged, it just looks like it came off the spool. But I don't know about them. I don't know how it's supposed to be. But it popped off and the door's riding cockeyed. I was just wondering if you knew anything about that type of door as to how it's supposed to be.
Fortunately, not really. Like I said, I know basically how they work, but I don't have a lot of experience with them. But if you ever want to try to fix it, all you got to do is give me a call. I'm right down the road and we'll give it our best shot.
I want to look at it, but if I don't understand the mechanical of it, I'm not going to fool with it. I'll just call for a service call. Before I'll fool with something, I've got to understand how it works, its structure before I try to fool with it. You know what I mean?
Do that, I completely understand. But yeah, you're probably better off calling somebody who knows what they're doing. But yeah, it isn't just a regular, two-bay garage door. It probably won't be that big a deal. It's probably just the wheel that came out of the track.
Then I got a piece of tracking cable that goes all the way up the door and goes around a spool, a round wheel, and it's off of that. I just can't picture how it's supposed to go up around it, whether it's supposed to loop around it once or if it's just, pulled off the spool or, I don't know. I'm going to go up and take a look at it and see if I can figure it out. And if I can, as to how it's supposed to work, then I may try to do something with it. But I don't know. It's always something. You know what?
Right. Like I said, if you need some help with it, you want to give it a shot, all you got to do is give me a holler. I'll help out where I can.
Well, same here, bud. I appreciate it. And, hey, I had a good time the other evening. You did some good flying. That was some good stepping forward.
Yeah, hopefully today I get a little flight time and hope I don't crash it. But if I do, I do. I get to replace the pieces. I did order me I found one of those little testers. It's probably some no-name brand. I mean, they're like $10, $12 on Amazon. And I think I bought me a 32 milliamp battery, and I went ahead and ordered a AC-DC charger. That way I can charge them a little bit faster, especially in the car or something. So, and I bought a little LiPo fire safe bag, because I did see a few times where, when these batteries catch on fire, they really go. So, I figured, it's $12. Might as well buy one, and maybe that'll at least keep it a little bit safer while it's charging.
Andrew, I apologize. I got busy with a bunch of stuff yesterday and forgot to send you the specs on that charger. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm old. I got sidetracked. What kind of charger did you order? Was it a high-tech?
It was something like that. I think it's probably one of the, you know, probably a Chinese knockoff, so I'm going to hope for the best. But if it comes down to it and either it doesn't work well or not, then I'll end up having to buy one of the nicer ones that were a little more. But so this is one I found on, I think it was Tower Hobbies or Hobby Town or something, one of those. So I figured, you know, I'll take a chance on it. And so I found it on Amazon and ordered it. So we'll go from there. If it don't work, then I'll end up buying a nice one. But I found one kind of like, that looked like yours. But I wasn't 100%, but so this one's really similar. It comes with a little, the board for the control cable or the balance cable. And the reviews were pretty good, but you know how that goes on Amazon. So, and I didn't see any pictures of fires from this one, so I went ahead and picked it up. Where some of the other ones, yeah, you can see where it torched a table or something. So I'm like, no, I'm not getting those.
Yeah. How much, just curious, how much was it?
It was about $60, and the one I was leaning towards that looked like yours was like about $150, but I wasn't going to get it by this, by tomorrow. That was kind of what I was shooting for, but, you know, I wanted it as quick as possible and didn't want to wait. So, like I said, if it don't work, I'll order a nicer one, and we'll go from there.
There you go. Well, listen, is it a dual or is it a single channel charger?
I think it was single channel, and that's why it was a little bit cheaper anyway. Some of the duals were a little bit more, and I couldn't get them in time. Because I was looking at Venom Power. They had a nice one that had some decent reviews, but it was dual channel, but I couldn't get it by this weekend either. So I think it was single channel, and that's the reason why it was 60, but I can't remember off the top of my head while I'm driving down the road.
Well, it ought to be pretty good. I mean, if you saw it over on Tower Hobby or Hobby King, something like that, they generally carry some pretty good stuff. The only thing is you just need to be able to recondition the battery and then set your current charge, you know, set your charge rate. So that's the two major things that you want. But it sounds like you got one that'll do the trick, so that's good. And you know what? If you got, right now you got one battery. Well, if you're flying and you're charging one battery, you can't fly but one battery at a time. So you're all set.
That and, you know, somebody else is up in the air, that gives me time to charge one. And, you know, so I'll have three batteries I can rotate out. And I'll have the two 2200 milliamp. And then I'll have the 3200 milliamps, so we'll see. And I added a little temporary, I found a 1 ounce sinker that I had for catfishing. And I put it right in the tip of the nose cone. And I did a little modification to my plane. I put a little piece of cardboard right there next to those servos, but, you know, kept it off of them. Kind of shoved it in there. So I finally, I think I've got a nice temporary solution for the wires touching the servos, and I got it a little, it's just slightly nose heavy, but I think that's better than the alternative of it being tail heavy.
You're spot on, bud. That's exactly what you want. When you, now, make sure that you find the center of gravity from the manufacturer, and then go off of that, and you should have just the very, very slightest nose down.
That's where it's at now. So on the bottom of my wings is the little CG. So they've got it marked on it. And so if I go out there today and somebody's there, which Larry said he would be there, I'm going to try to get him to check it and just make sure I did a decent job at it. And we'll go from there.
There you go. That's the trick. Hey, and I'm going to tell you something. That's a good bunch of... I used to be a member of another field up there that was actually closer to my house. But let me tell you something. That's a good bunch of guys out there. Any one of them would be more than happy to come out there and help you and pitch in, get you going the right way.
I definitely believe that. And so far, it's been very true. So, well, Steve, I'm pulling up at my dad's house. I'm going to get out and help him out with this... garage door, and hopefully we'll holler at you a little later on the radio, and maybe see you again on the airfield soon. So Anyway, you be safe when you trip out, and like I said, hopefully you help your friend out and get him out of that situation. But I'm going to say 7-3. You have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your findings.
And listen, every time you go out to the field, how about giving me a holler? I may try to pop out there with you at the same time. And that is, what is the word I'm looking for? But anyhow, exceptional timing, because I just pulled up the rehab facility, and I'm going to go in there and see my buddy. So, 73's there, Andrew. Behave yourself, and I will talk to you again soon. K4, BWA, I'm clear.